Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you gave us the law so we can see and be conscious of sin. You made it clear that we cannot work our way to salvation, nor be found righteous by what we do. Freely you gave your Son for our sins, and freely you offer the gift of grace to our souls. Now, may faith be awoken in our souls, so we believe and live by faith in Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have you ever been caught out in a thunderstorm? Lightning, rain, no shelter nearby. Well, just put yourself in that thunderstorm again. The rain is falling. Thunder is clapping. It's a terrifying storm, and the storm has overtaken a young man riding his horse back to school. Lightning strikes. Torrential rain drenching him, blowing him. Man and beast feel the trees. Darkness pierced by a lightning flash. Time and time again, that darkness is made bright by lightning. Flash, boom. Screaming, save me, St. Anne, save me. Flash, boom. Hits right next to the man, and the horse bolts. Save me, St. Anne, save me, I'll become a monk. Say, cowering and covering his head more and screaming louder as the lightning flashes, the thunder booms. Flash, boom. Save me, St. Anne, I'll become a monk. Luther left law school and entered the Augustinian monastery. Peace with God was still elusive for Luther. He feared God's wrath and could only feel condemnation for his sins. The more Luther tried to please God, the more Luther became aware of his sinfulness and a downward spiritual spiral. Luther was falling and falling till the Word of God, till he went and actually read the New Testament and began to study it. The Word of God broke through. The just shall live by faith. Faith, not works. Faith. Faith set Luther free. Sola fide, faith alone. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. And then Romans chapter 1, verse 17. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. By faith. This is such great and glorious news for us. By faith. This is so important. This is the key to the Reformation. Martin Luther stated that this, by faith, was so important that he called it the article with and by which the church stands. By faith is the key. Sola Scriptura, Scripture alone. God gave us His Word through the Scripture. And Scripture alone is the authority over all, over the Pope, over church tradition, over my life. Sola Christus, Christ alone. Jesus is the only way to salvation. Sola gratia, grace alone. Salvation is provided by God's grace, not our works. Those three are doctrines that teach the redeeming truth. But how do those redeeming truths make it into our lives? How do we incorporate them, bringing them into our souls? How do we receive those truths? The truth that we truly are completely forgiven, redeemed, becoming children of God, adopted for all eternity by the Father. How does that come in to our lives? The how is by faith. This is where the redeeming truth of the Word of God and the action of God in Christ comes into our lives truly. And truly does exactly what the Holy Scriptures say. Forgives, redeems, and gives new life in Christ. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Whoever believes. Believe. Well, that's the word believe. Aren't we talking about the word faith? This is important for your understanding. In the translating into English words, believe, trust, faith, they all come from the same Greek root, pisteo. Wherever you read or hear in the New Testament, believe, trust, faith. You find in the Greek some version of the Greek word pisteo. You can interchange the words. Example, John 14, verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Can also be translated, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe in me. And if you look out different translations, you'll find trust in God, trust in me, believe in God, believe in me. But you could also say this, do not let your hearts be troubled. Have faith in God. Have faith also in me. Faith, simply put, is taking God at his word, believing, trusting God, taking him at his word. Martin Luther wrote, faith is a living, daring confidence in God's grace, so sure and certain that a man could stake his life on it 1,000 times. Now, let us take a moment to consider, where does this faith come from? Is it something we must conjure up in our own hearts? Or is it too a gift of God? Is faith a work by effort we must do in our hearts? Or is faith God's work in us? John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13 will help you understand. Yet to all who receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. Do you see that? Born of God. This means that this faith is also what God does, what God works in us. If you do an internet search for Martin Luther's definition of faith, most of the results take you to an introduction to St. Paul's letter to the Romans that Luther wrote in his German Bible of 1522. And his writing in the German is translated by Reverend Robert Smith. Here's some portions of that. Faith is not what some people think it is. Faith is not enough, they say. You must do good works, you must be pious to be saved. They think that when you hear the gospel, you start working, creating by your own strength a thankful heart which says, I believe. That is what they think true faith is. But because this is a human idea, a dream, the heart never learns anything from it, so it does nothing. And reform doesn't come from this faith either. Instead, faith is God's work in us that changes us and gives us new birth from God, referencing John chapter 1, verse 13. Listen carefully now what Luther says. It kills the old Adam and makes us completely different people. It changes our hearts, our spirits, our thoughts, and all our powers. It brings the Holy Spirit with it. Yes, it is a living, creative, active, and powerful thing, this faith. This faith cannot help doing good works constantly. It doesn't stop to ask if good works ought to be done. But before anyone asks, it already has done them and continues to do them without ceasing. And then you hear that James portion being brought in. And anyone who does not do good works in this manner is an unbeliever. He stumbles around and looks for faith and good works, even though he does not know what faith or good works are. He gossips and chatters about faith and good works with many words. Faith is a living, bold trust in God's grace. So certain of God's favor that would risk death 1,000 times trusting it. Such confidence and knowledge of God's grace makes you happy, joyful, and bold in your relationship to God and all creatures. The Holy Spirit makes this happen through faith. Because of it, you freely, willingly, and joyfully do good to everyone, serve everyone, suffer all kinds of things, love and praise the God who has shown you such grace. Thus, it is just as impossible to separate faith and works as it is to separate heat and light from fire. Therefore, watch out for your own false ideas and guard against good-for-nothing gossips who think they're smart enough to define faith and works, but really are the greatest of fools. Ask God to work faith in you, or you will remain forever without faith, no matter what you wish, say, or can do. Those are all portions from Luther's writings to the Romans. Ask God to work faith in you. This is a work that God does. Christianity is all about what the Almighty Divine God has done, with the emphasis on Christ's finished work of the cross. All other religions are human achievement based, and hence they cannot save. No matter how good the works appear, anything based on human achievement cannot save. Only Christ saves by grace, and grace gets into you by faith. Faith that God works in you. This faith is the means of the truly marvelous divine exchange. Sin, your sin, my sin, all sin was taken into Christ Jesus on the cross. The full penalty, the full price was paid on that cross by Christ. A price that you nor I could ever pay was paid in full by God the Son. And in the divine great exchange, we who were sin are declared righteous. Righteous. Because the righteous one, Christ Jesus, was made sin in our place. His righteousness is our righteousness. God's grace we receive by faith. And that faith is a work of God in us. This righteousness imputed on us is called justification. We are justified before God. That is, declared righteous before God based on Christ's righteousness. This is a one-time act, complete and definitive. You are justified by grace, and you receive it through faith. Article 4, Augsburg Confession. Furthermore, it is taught that we cannot obtain forgiveness of sin and righteousness before God through our merit, work, or satisfactions, but that we receive forgiveness of sin and become righteous before God out of grace for Christ's sake through faith. When we believe that Christ has suffered for us and that for his sake our sin is forgiven and righteousness and eternal life are given to us. For God will regard and reckon this faith as righteousness in his sight. As St. Paul says in Romans chapter 3 verses 21 through 26 and chapter 4 verse 5. Justification, that is how sinners are declared righteous before God, was the ruckus of the Reformation. The Roman Church, merit of Christ plus merit of works from penance, or merits of works from veneration of saints, or merits of works of good deeds, or other things. But they all left people unsure whether they did enough to be right with God. Luther and the Reformation, by the merit of Christ alone, for Christ has done it all, you are declared righteous. Christ has done it all, bringing beautiful, abundant consolation that vexed conscience needs. Justified by grace through faith brings to you exactly what your conscience needs, the righteousness of Christ. All a work of God. What does this mean for you? The consolation of your conscience is Christ Jesus. Christ has done it all. There's no work for you to do to earn your salvation. No merit that you have to accumulate on your own part. You are justified, made right with God by grace through faith. Christ has done it all. So ask God to work faith in you. The faith that receives grace. Luther was given faith by God, and peace came. The wrath of God Luther feared by faith is now compassion of God, mercy of God, love of God for him. The Lord will do the same for you. When you look at your Father in heaven and you see the Son of God sit at the right hand and Holy Spirit dwelling in you, do you still see the wrath of God? Or do you know you are living in the compassion and mercy and love of God? If the wrath of God weighs you down, ask for faith to be worked in you that God gives, so that you can know by faith the great compassion God has for you. So that you can experience by faith the love God has for you and desires to embrace you with. So you can know with certainty you are a redeemed child of God, righteous, perfectly righteous in the sight of God. Because Christ's righteousness is yours by faith. Amen.